All the time, God is good. Amen. God's good, He gets better. Amen. And God's good, He's getting better, and we're getting gooder. Are we getting gooder? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you open your Bibles with me tonight to James chapter 5, we'll continue our study on hearing God's voice. Amen. How many know that there's so many noises going on in the world and today that it's trying to drown out the voice of God? Amen. And God wants you and I to know that the world cannot drown out His voice because He has spoken in His Word and His Word continues to speak.
Amen.
Amen. So every time you get in God's Word, study God's Word, you're hearing the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you might hear an audible voice, but most of the time you're going to read His voice. Amen. And the Spirit of God's going to speak within you. Amen. And when He speaks within you, He gives you an unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many are grateful for the Holy Ghost? Amen. I don't know what I would do without the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm so codependent. Amen. I'm a codependency. Before, I had a codependency on cocaine. Now I have a codependency on the Holy Ghost. And I'm higher now than ever was before. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a high that just keeps on getting. It puts this joy in my heart, fills me up, and it'll never come down. Hallelujah. Amen. So in James chapter 5, beginning to read verse number 7, he says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandmen waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until we receive the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door." Amen. And the Lord was just reminding me, he in our text today, he's telling us to be patient until the coming of the Lord. And he uses the husbandman or the farmer. Now, I'm not a good grower, but I know people that grow things. Amen. And there's seed time and there's harvest. I was reminded today of what happens if you don't wait for the full harvest, for example, of corn. If you don't wait for the corn to mature, you end up with the corn you get in Chinese food and it tastes like bad breath. That's what it tastes like to me. Amen. But there's nothing better than fresh, sweet corn, but when it's fully ripe, when it's ready to be harvested. Amen? So what the Lord wants to say to us first and foremost tonight, He said, be patient. Be patient. How many are waiting for something? How many are expecting something? God says, be patient. Be patient. Just like the husbandman and the farmer, be patient. So first I want to speak to you about the patience. I don't know, here it comes again. He's going back to the humility again. The humility. Why do you think that God talks to us about so much about being humble? Why do you think that comes up so much? So you can hear it from Him. You know, He said, as a matter of fact, in 1 Peter, He says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He'll exalt you in due time." Amen. How many know that God's time, He's always on time, He's never late? Amen. 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 God's time's not my time. I try to put Him on my timetable a lot. Is anybody else here with me? Amen. How's it working for you? It doesn't work for you. And when I put Him on my timetable, all of a sudden I start getting aggravated because I'm not seeing what I want to see. Amen. So Solomon, in all of his wisdom, tells you and I in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, Ecclesiastes, the prophet's now the preacher. Amen? Ecclesiastes means preacher. He says to us in verse number 8, he says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." Amen. You know, you know, sometimes when we're waiting, we're being patiently waiting, God says if we just would humble ourselves and trust him. He continues to say, even in my period that I'm waiting, I'm going to stay, have a spirit of humility, but I'm also just continue to have my hope. You know, matter of fact, the apostle says, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed upon us by the Holy Ghost, upon our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So every time I'm in this waiting room, and I'm patiently waiting for the Lord, and I'm humbly waiting, I want to maintain and retain my hope. Faith is being the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. I got a great message coming this Sunday. You don't want to miss the one coming Sunday. I can see clearly now. I put my glasses on. Amen? Amen? God's got a word to say. But in Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul encourages us. And verse number 10. Sometimes when we're expecting something from the Lord we haven't received, and we haven't received it, sometimes we can be aggravated, and sometimes we put that aggravation out on other people. Amen? So the Lord gives us instructions how we're to wait. He says, verse number 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality. Then he says, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Amen. Amen. In other words, nobody's going to go through something alone. And let me say something. If we're touched with the feeling of our brother's infirmities or their trials or their tribulations or their tasks, and we just can't keep speaking them out of that. Sometimes when they suffer, we suffer with them. When they rejoice, we rejoice with them. So many times we try to bring someone out of their suffering when they haven't got it to the place to come out of their suffering. And God says we're enter the suffering with them. Amen. Amen. In other words, there's a time and a season for all things. Amen. And God's timing. I want you to understand one thing he wants to get in our hearts tonight is he's never late. He's always on time. Amen. So what you're asking the Lord for and what you're patiently waiting for, God says keep a spirit of humility. Do not lose hope. And he says, and he's looking at our hearts. It's a heart measure. You know, in James 1:2, I'll start there. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. How many know that when I'm waiting for something from the Lord and I have a spirit of humility and I'm not losing my hope and I keep heart, amen, that what I'm going through is for my benefit? If we truly believe God's word, he says, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Are you called? Then whatever you're waiting for, it's for your benefit. Amen? God's ministering and doing something in your heart and life that cannot come any other way. Amen? So what does he say to us? He encourages you and I in his spirit to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We're keep on pressing on. We keep on moving forward. No looking back. Amen. We've got too much greatness and glory ahead of us to look behind us. Amen. And let me say this to you. Nobody in this world has witnessed what's coming to this world yet, because God's glory is coming like never before. Amen. He's getting ready to pour out some latter rain. Amen. And there's some mighty things that are taking place. Things are going to start happening quickly. You say, well, why doesn't this thing I wait for happen quickly? Because God's growing something in you, and this is the only way he can grow it. He's the husbandman. He waited for the precious fruit of the earth. He has long suffered patience for it until he sees what? The early and the latter rain. Amen? Are you with me? Secondly, tonight, he says we have to hold on to the promises of God. Yeah, we talk about this a lot. All the promises of God in him are what? Yes and amen. Now in 2 Peter chapter 3, and evidently the Lord wants to speak to somebody. He knows exactly who all would be here. He says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should, that all should come to repentance. That loved one, that family member you've been praying for, that you've been expecting the Lord to reach. He says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but he's long-suffered to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Brooke, let your neighbor say, his timing is perfect. He is never late. We serve an on-time God. So he's was there waiting in the word. I was reminded in 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings 8. Verse number 56. 1 Kings 8, 56. The word of God says this. It says, blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all of his ways and to keep his commandments and the statutes and his judgments which he commanded our fathers. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It heard from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was at the beginning with God. Christ was there at the garden. He was there when he created Adam. And he was there when he came into your heart and life. He's always been there. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Word was traveling through time as it was spoken by the prophets. And it became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, I'm glad I serve a God that's alive and he's well. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. And he that's begun a good work in me is faithful to bring it to completion. I'm grateful. I serve a God that doesn't lie. He said it. I believe it. And it's going to take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. It's okay to get excited in church. Amen. I don't know about you. There's some great promises in here that God promised you and I. Amen. He says, if you abide in me and I, my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done for you of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. How many know that I have some things I'm looking for? You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for all the souls of every relative that I have that are not only coming to Jesus, but are serving the Lord with their whole hearts and their lives and their children and their grandchildren and all coming to the kingdom of God. He's not leaving them, not. He's not going to leave them behind. They're just prodigals that drifted away. He's calling them back. Hey, were you a prodigal? I was a prodigal. Hallelujah. Amen. So in winning, you know, I don't know about you. I like to win. Does anybody like to win? How many ever played any sports? Did you ever want to lose? No, you wanted to win. Now guess what? I read the end of the book, and we win. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, I'm on the winning team. Hallelujah. How many know? How many have seen a basketball game where they were behind 30 points or 35 points or 40 points, and all of a sudden they had a comeback? All of a sudden they started hitting the threes. All of a sudden they didn't miss a thing. Amen? Because they, why? Because they had a winning attitude. They didn't give up and count it a loss. Sometimes when we're facing things, when the enemy brings things our way and puts things and obstacles in front of us, sometimes the adversary wants us to give up. But God said, look to his word, look to his promises, and you'll be able to overcome him. Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. Come on now. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, I feel soft-spoken tonight. Hallelujah. Right, Amy? Hallelujah. Verse number 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue, whereby, or given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Amen. What the Lord was speaking to my heart about, you know, the Bible says that one sows and another reaps, and God gives the increase so that he that sows and he that reaps rejoice together. But Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. And I believe the harvest is so prepared. If you see everything that's taking place in our nation and our world right now, the world is looking for the answer, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. Amen. With Jesus, I don't care how high gas gets. It doesn't make any difference, because my God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory. And Christ Jesus, he takes care of us anyway. Amen. And we have a God that takes care of his children. All right. He's not leaving any orphans behind. We're all children of God, and he will provide for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory and Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says to us, the pouring, he said, the early and the latter rain. I love what the prophet Joel prophesied in Joel chapter 2. We talk about the pouring, the latter rain. The prophet Joel prophesied. He said, be glad then, verse number 23, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he have given you the former rain moderately, just a little rain. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain in the first month. Now, we've been in a time where people have sowed seeds into people, and we've entered a harvest of seeds. But right now there's coming a time where the seed time and the harvest are so close, you'll plant the seed and harvest at the same time. Amen. 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 Because the latter rain is the Holy Ghost. Amen. The latter rain of the Spirit of God is pouring out on all flesh. He said, I'll pour my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall have vision. Your old men shall have dreams. And upon my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my Spirit. Look at the one and say, God's pouring some fresh water upon this world right now. Amen. Right now. Right now. Not next week, not next month. I don't have to wait for the time for harvest. It's harvest time. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. So we're looking at the life in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I'm telling you what the Lord told me to tell you, what you do with it, it's between you and Him. I don't have to give account for what you do with it. I just got to give account to tell you. Amen? Verse number 1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. The bread, look at it as the word. The word is the bread of life. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. For the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where it falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. How many people look at the weather to determine whether they sow their garden? I've had people tell me, oh, I didn't plant my garden. I was waiting because it looked like it was going to rain, or the winds were coming, or the almanac said this or whatever, so I didn't plant my garden. God said we're not to look at the wind. We're not to look at the rain. It's time to harvest. It's time to sow God's word. It's time to harvest and trust Him and His word. He said He was pouring out the latter rain, and it's time for you and I to enter in and harvest the crop. The crop is ready. The harvest is ready. It's ripe and it's ready. God has allowed everything to happen in this world to position the people in this world to be looking for an answer, and the only answer that they have is Jesus. Amen. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only life, and no one's going to come to the Father but by Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So the lifting in Acts chapter 14. Are y'all with me here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. The Lord reminds you and I, the Spirit of God that's within you. Nevertheless, He left nothing, not Himself without a witness, and that He did good. He gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Amen. You know what? I think it's time for the church to get a happy meal. Come on. Come on. And I'm not talking about McDonald's. Amen. That might give you indigestion. I'm talking about being happy in the Holy Ghost, being happy in the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. You said it earlier. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. You know what makes the world come to Christ? When you see everything that's going on in this world and you don't feed all of the turmoil, you don't feed all the stuff, you start rejoicing and give God praise. Somebody says the gas prices went up. You say, praise God! Hallelujah! God's doing something! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, my car broke down. Praise God! Hallelujah! God's doing something in me. Amen. He's growing something in me. He says He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And He says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint or don't give up. Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah. Amen. So to close this, hallelujah. Sometimes I don't know whether I'm supposed to Bible teach or preach. Hallelujah. And you know, Praise God. And James chapter 5. Go back to our text. Verse number 10. James reminds us, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of the patience. God reminds you and I, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to you and I in our text today? He's saying, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer or the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. What God is saying to you and I, be patient. What he is saying to you, listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. He is saying to you tonight, be patient for that thing that you've been asking him for and been seeking him for. Be patient because he told you in a dream, he gave you a vision that it would come. Be patient in the midst of it and hold on to the promises of God. And on the promises of God, he will keep his promises because he's getting ready to pour out some fresh rain. And that fresh rain, guess what that fresh rain's going to do? That fresh rain's going to bring a harvest. But it's not only a rain that brings a fresh harvest. It's a rain that refreshes you and I. I don't know about you, but I need to be refreshed. I don't know about you, but I need to be rejuvenated. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need to be fired up a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody need to get me fired up in this house? Can we just all stand up tonight and can we lift our hands to heaven and ask the Holy Ghost to stir up something inside of us tonight? Can we ask the Spirit of God to stir up something inside of us? There's been something inside of us that's been laying dormant. There's been something that God has deposited in you and I, and God wants to activate it tonight. God wants to stir something up in every heart and every life, and he's going to do something that you'll just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you called and appointed me for a time such as now. Give him praise and glory for the calling that's upon your life. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The call of God is irrevocable. It didn't change. What God wants somebody to hear, you went down a road that you weren't supposed to go down, and God knows that you went down that road, but he turned your life around because the call went on your life since you were in your mother's womb. He hasn't changed his mind concerning you. He says, will you change your mind concerning him? Will you trust him with all your heart? Will you lean not to your own understanding? Will you acknowledge him on all your ways and allow him to direct your path? Say, thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stir every gift, Father God. Activate the gifts that have been laid dormant, Father God. Set our hearts on fire for you, Lord. Set our hearts on fire for you, Lord. Set our hearts on fire, Father God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fill us fresh, Father God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you if you have spoken and said the call of God on their lives is irrevocable. It does not change. So, Father God, I pray right now that the Spirit be quickened within them, Father God. Zupuyo, made alive, Father God, in such a supernatural way that wherever they go, Father God, your glory will fill the atmosphere in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Love one another.